Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst, the Trevor Brookin and Billy Bones, a Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United. We celebrate our victories, we stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history, West Ham United, more than just a podcast.
Good afternoon, morning, or good evening. This is more than just a podcast. Season 13, episode 37. Wow.
37.
And we've got a win in 2024.
We knew we would.
Well, did you?
Well, yeah, we were just saying before we come on, when it's sort of like...
Yeah, after you know the result. Of course you do. Yeah,
No. I would, if I was on the last podcast, I'd have predicted a win. Because when his back's to the wall,
you're right. The I still off. Didn't think, right? Here's the stats, and I go on the stats. We'd never beaten Brentford in the league.
Premier League.
Yeah. We've never beaten them at the London Stadium.
No.
So we've never beaten them in the Premier League. We've never beaten them at the London Stadium.
No.
So they were a bit of our bogey team. And funny enough, I went with Finlay last night, and one of his best friends who he plays football with is a Brentford season ticket holder. He's coming to the game with us. He's in the away end, and he's been quite a few times before to the away end. He was in the upper last night. He's going, Brentford are so shit. You've got the 3 points. And we're going, no, West Ham are so shit.
They were on a bad run, though.
Yeah. And we were both going, nah, we're worse than you. And he's going, no, we're worse than you. And I go, but you've got Tony. And he goes, you've got Pacatar.
Yeah.
And we were just saying, look, we're not going to do the game. We should introduce, it's only me and Len tonight. Canningtown, Len, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm doing a podcast with you. I think people got the idea of that by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they should have got near. Yeah, so Nigel's working tonight. He was obviously there at the game yesterday. Len was supposed to be at the game, but the trains let him down.
Yeah.
John wasn't, and he had no intentions of going to the game. And he's at the pub tonight, so it's just me and Len. We hope to do a second podcast that might have two or three of us tomorrow night where we're talking about the game when Nigel is not working. But anyway, back to the story. So, when we turned up, and there were some empty seats, right? A lot of people going, oh, I thought you said it was sold out. Yes, all tickets were sold. But that doesn't mean just because you got a ticket, you turn up. So, you know, Nigel, who goes with Charlie didn't turn up. And lots of people put their tickets on Ticket Exchange and they didn't sell, right? Yeah. Fair enough, right? People voted with their feet. It was a cold, dark night. Trains weren't running very well. There'd been a landslip or something somewhere. I don't know if that's the one that affected you. But anyway, something happened. When we turned up, there was a different atmosphere. And I think the crowd was buoyed by the news that, you know, Pacatar was starting, even though a agent close to the player told us he was out for another 2 weeks. That's good news, right? People giving a go at me. That was good news, right? Great. Maybe they were trying to throw mind games with Brentford. Anyway, we just seemed, because Pacatar were playing, the light show, the atmosphere. I knew you'd say that. The light fear was good. It was a good light show. And do you know what? there is something about a game when you just hit the ground running and you score, and that man Bowen, and then obviously, look, we're not talking about the game tonight, but, you know, 2-0 up after 6 minutes, you're just going, yeah, this is our night, baby. This is our night. So,
well, I had the light show. Was it Jean-Michel fucking Jarre or football?
And yeah, there was little things like Tim Stiden had shaved off his beard. So that was
and a I'll good, tell good you, luck charm. I'll tell you what else buoyed the crowd, knowing that fucking Moyes is leaving. Quite well, clearly. Judging by what's that leak.
Funny you should say that, because I've got this clip of him after the just after full time, and he's in the dressing room talking to his player.
But does he mention...
I'm not leaving.
No, stop it, you.
I'm not fucking leaving! The show goes on!
Imagine referencing David Moyes with Scorsese. Fucking hell, Sean, you half know how to do it.
I'm not leaving!
He fucking is.
God, a fucking SWAT team, because I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, there you go. You heard it here first. He's going nowhere. My bet with Nick is still on.
Yeah.
Muppet or puppet.
Wolf of Wall Street, fucking Mrs. Doubtfire. Fucking hell.
He did row back a little bit on the, I've been offered a, you know, it's my decision to wait to the end of the season, because we all know it's not his decision. They've all agreed to wait to the end of the season. And do you know what I said to Nick? You haven't won the bet. I haven't won the bet. Let's wait till the end of the season, see where we are in Europe. Let's see where we are. One game, yeah. Let's not go over the top. Let's see how it goes, right? No one knows. Everything is speculation. He hasn't thrown in the towel. He sort of rode back from his contract position. He also sort of said, look, I love it here. I love it here. I like being here. The board like me. I like the board. Didn't talk about the fans, obviously.
No, you know, don't like us.
It's a week for not putting Moyes in and Moyes out, right? It's a time to celebrate a win. Let's just be friends for tonight, Len, and not talk about
it. Well, that's down to you. And, you're not going to win that much fucking friends.
I'm playing that.
Nah.
Anyway.
Absolutely not.
What we said tonight, instead of talking about the game, and we are filling a little bit, because I've only just put the question up.
Is we're like a fucking pie factory, you can fill so well.
We will do a question time. Now, I'm hoping, let's have a look.
See if we've got any questions yet.
Have we got any questions
yet? It'll flow. Let's have a quick check. Oh, yeah, they're flooding in.
Oh, so we can do... We can start question time. Shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go on, let's do it. Say press the button, Sean.
Press the button, Sean.
Yeah, baby. It's Facebook, Twitter question time, where you, the 8 or 9 listeners, get to ask us, the two presenters, Len and Sean, questions. Or I said, actually, tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah.
And have they?
We should both do that. They have. They're coming in. We've got 4 comments already.
All right.
Not the first 10 minutes. You know, we start, you know, we linger a bit brandy and cigars, you know. Not literally. You know,
are you question master?
Not with your 100. Yeah.
Okay, good.
How many days left of your 100-day coffee got? You've been counting down.
Well, do you know what? So it started on Christmas Eve.
Right.
So there's a little website saying days since, right?
Right.
I could work this out because it's a week plus, so it should be, what are we on? So it's only been about 60 something days, isn't it? Days. Right. This is not a very exciting podcast. Days since the 24th of December. How many do you reckon?
Well,
it's got a lot better, by the way.
Good.
65 days.
There you go.
Technically, I've got 35 days to go.
Yeah. Alan Kerber, she went to see some doctor to find out how long he had to live in days.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, a real one?
Oh, yeah, Harley Street. Alan Kerbishley.
Yeah, but David Gold once told me, not long before he died, that he was going to live forever, and his doctor had told him, I don't know if you knew, but he ate blueberries, and he ate a lot of... cranberry cranberry juice. So he, yeah, superfood. Oh, yeah. So he had cranberry juice and blueberries, and his doctor had told him it was going to live well into his 90s.
Well,
and he went to Harley Street and everything. He said, "Oh, my doctor tells me I'm in a great feeling of health." And I go, "Oh, you're not looking very well, DG." He went, No. Rumours of my death are greatly exaggerated. And like a few months later, he
did. As were rumours of the fucking new grand. Anyway. So get going.
Yeah,
you said we weren't going to fall out. And you brought up an old bloke who's not even here anymore just to fucking wind me up. Right.
Away you go. Right.
Let's start off. First up, everybody's favourite sellout, Mick Clifford. And
like Mick. Where
I like Mick as well. But I need to, before I ask his question there, I'd like to ask Mick a question. Maybe you know, maybe he told you. I wonder how his book sales went over Christmas and whether it was worth fraternising with the club.
Well, it probably wasn't. I mean, you and I know West Ham's sales of books are really low. You do it as a vanity project and not as a money-making project, a West Ham book.
Rephrase that. Not vanity project, a passion project, surely. Mm. You can't say Mick has never...
Talking of sellouts, a certain person sent me his... sent me his portrait you did for him.
That's right.
I like it. Well done. Good. Do you want to say who you did a portrait for?
It was your mate Hugh.
It was Hughie Sutton.
He
wants to leave it to the family and something to remember him.
Oh, now. There you go.
So, yeah, well done. I thought you captured him really well. So,
yeah, it's actually is an artist. It's nice to paint old men.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got his teeth out and...
Yeah, I didn't really want to do the teeth, but it was such a good photo and it was already nicely poised. And then he's put pie out on it.
Oh, that was a real... That was a photo, was it? I haven't seen the original.
Yeah, he sent me a photo and I thought, because I've got a white frame anyway and everything, it was quite a light portrait. And, of course, being an old man, you can get what you want as an artist. There's lots of creases and stuff.
Oh.
Women are a little bit more difficult.
So they don't like the creases.
No, you don't want the heavy strokes with a woman, really.
No.
They like to be...
Well done. He was delighted with it. He sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm pleased he's happy with it.
Good.
Yeah, it's decent painting.
Hopefully he gave you feedback as well.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he loves it. But
he said you were a nice bloke.
Well, I am, aren't I?
Yeah, I know.
I mean...
Yeah, he said, he's a really nice bloke.
I spoke to him before.
Len, and I said, yeah, he is, actually. He said, very talented, and he's a nice bloke. I said, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Two things in one, don't you?
Yeah, and I went and ruined it by calling Mick a sellout.
I know.
But I'm only interested because I think to myself, that wasn't worth fucking doing. So, Mick, if you're listening, let us know in hindsight.
I take the blame. Let me tell you the proper story.
I know what happened.
What's the story, then?
Well, His publisher
said, I've got to ask, and he asked me a favour, I asked a favour, and he wasn't expecting to get anything, and I said, you've got to use my name and tell Gavin, you know, that I said to do it and everything. Gavin, for an Arsenal fan, he's a good lad.
Is that the head of retail?
Yeah. Used to be the head of ticketing. And retail. Of course, those two things go together.
Tell you what.
Gavin's been around for quite a few years.
He missed a trick not stocking him Prague canvases.
Yes. Yeah. Did you ask him then?
Good Chris. No. Someone there who's a friend of mine who works at the club, or a friend of ours that works at the club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No names mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
He asked them out of curiosity. But
well, next time, let me talk to Gavin for you.
Well, you'd only be wasting your time.
No, I wouldn't. Not with Gavin. Gavin has some autonomy.
I couldn't care less.
Gavin has some autonomy to do what he wants. He doesn't have to go and ask anyone.
I don't need the club to sell me stuff. And I'm not having a dig at Mick, but I am having a dig at his publisher. If you're a publisher and you have to piggyback on someone else, you're not a fucking good publisher, are you?
Yeah.
And like me, if, you know, While we're sort of filling pies, filling times, I noticed, and I'm quite enjoying the stick that Rob Pritchard's getting for his interviews, that you keep uh, that you kind of rub him up the wrong way, but Pritchard, because he blocked you.
Well, no, Pritchard, look, I want to say, right, he's doing his job. I know he got a bit of grief.
This is funny you should say. That's a good response.
He's doing his job, right? And obviously you have to be a bit of sycophant to...
Well, you do.
Well, but look, whatever my differences with Rob Pritchard, if you listen to the whole interview, he's very emotional about his dad dying last week, right? I think Rob Pritchard. And he talks about his dad dying. And
who does?
And Rob Pritchard on the interview. So his dad passed away last week.
How did he get that into the interview?
Well, you'd have to watch the interview to watch it.
But what am I watching for? Here's the geezer who said to me...
Hang on. Let's put the human thing on it before you say anything. Pritchard's... Rob's dad died. And he always used to say, tell Mr. Moyes, well done from me. And,
what was he a West Ham fan then?
Well, maybe.
I don't say that. Why did he come and be a Spurs fan then?
Well, look.
You don't want to talk about it.
I don't really want to talk about it. Yeah. I mean, look.
You've got your tongue ready for something that needs some licking, right?
No. Look, you, Rob,
well,
Rob,
you've gone.
Rob
you've
don't
gone
like,
from.
You Rob need don't to... like me. Rob's blocked me, but he's grieving at the moment. Let's let the guy grieve, all right? Let's let the
you've,
guy grieve.
Look, you tweeted it out. You let everyone know it's him doing the interview, and he gets the shit from the fucking interview.
Yeah, I know.
Well, where was the sympathy when there was fucking lockdown? And he says, you know, I want to give the chance to for some up-and-coming artists. No, not up-and-coming. Lower-profile artists. Well, all I'm saying is, why don't they give the chance to some low-profile interviewees, seeing people like you giving them all the stick.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Anyway. I'm straight as a dice roll, and I'm not like you. I'm not, this, that, and the other.
Anywho, we were nearly starting.
We nearly started question time.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're back with Mick's question. But don't forget, Mick, to let us know if it was worth it. Evening, lads. Is there an anti-Moyes feeling about visiting the London Stadium? Is it more or less than before, or just non-existent? Do you want to answer that, Sean?
Well, I didn't see any last night. No banners, no anti-Moyes, no boos. Obviously, we had a really good game last night. But
yeah.
I didn't
when do you
see
talk
that before.
To When you talk to people there, are they a little bit anti-Moyes?
No.
Do you know what? I don't actually think...
Not in my section. I don't know about your section up there, but in our section in 112, I can't remember the last time someone said something about the manager. In fact, often they go out their way to go, I don't understand. I think that's... You know, someone said to me about the away game, I think that's really disrespectful to hold up that banner and to hold this... I'm just saying what they're saying, right?
Oh, yeah, all right. But right. I heard this old, I didn't listen to the interview, but I saw the headline about Jeff Stelling saying it. But what people don't understand is it's a message to the fucking board. It's not a message to Moyes.
So why don't you do that message to the board then?
Well, because we need to tell your mate what to think because he don't think for himself.
Okay. Well, we've filled enough to get 8 questions now. So away you go with Mick's second part of the question.
All right. Sean, this is for you, this one.
Yeah.
Of course, going back to Moyes, if he played football like he did last night, we wouldn't be Moyes out.
No,
be
cool, true.
Sean, youth players' contracts. How's it looking re the youngsters? Any update on Ben Johnson's improved offer?
Well, Ben Johnson's agents have turned down another offer after the transfer window opened. We're going to make him another offer in the next 2 weeks. But obviously he's running it down. Now, the problem is, here's a guy, you know, Ben Johnson, has proved he can be a useful player. He's homegrown, so he's useful to us. Maybe he's not getting as much for first team action as he hoped, but he can show he's a squad player. My concern is, you know, All right, so we need to offer him something that is comparable and incentivized, and don't disrespect him as a first team player, right? A Premier League first team player, right?
Right.
So 60,000 has been mentioned, and I haven't got a particular problem if we pay him 60,000. However, I think there is this problem with agents where they can earn much more money to start again and roll over to sell him to another club as a free agent. There's a signing on fee. They can get a bigger agent fee. And I sometimes think they badly advise players. Now, I hope Ben is not one of those and says, look, my future probably can be fulfilled better at West Ham than it can somewhere else. Look at Ngakia. Look at, who was the guy who went to West Brom?
Why did you ask a name?
Diangana.
Do you think a change of manager might make a difference?
It could do. As for, I mean, we did sign up one player. Who was the guy who went out on loan and signed a new contract?
You'd know, Sean. You're the in the know.
Yeah, yeah. He signed a contract and went out. The young striker.
Oh, Callum Marshall.
Callum Marshall, him? Yeah.
I must have missed that news. I didn't know when it unloaded.
Yeah, no, he signed a new contract. And
that's because I don't listen to you.
Loan. Yeah.
Mick Clifford says Brady out and every other cunt out. See?
Well, that's a bit rude.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it? And all the nice things you said about him.
Yeah, I know.
Great listeners always. Well, yeah, I'd reserve judgment on that, Mick. You wait till you listen to it back. Right.
Can you hear drilling in the background? I don't know if my microphone's picking up, but my neighbour's suddenly decided to start drilling at.
I thought you lived in a detached house.
Huh?
I thought you lived in a detached house.
No, Shireen lives in a.
Shireen's?
Yeah.
But do you live in a detached house?
I used to. I don't anymore. No.
The answer's no, Sean. Yeah, right? No. Don't go no. Where the fucking house is.
I do not live in a detached house anymore. No. That's what divorce does for you.
Yeah. You're still paying for one, mind. Yeah. Anyway, next up, Paul Celebsuit Artura, as his mates call him. Hi, fellas. Hope you're keeping well. We are, Paul. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
How do you think the current squad compares to some of the iconic teams in West Ham's history? Oh, blimey, Paul. And what strengths do you see in this team that could lead to success in the future?
Well, funny you should say that, Paul, because I was just talking to Huey earlier, but just about to him, some research for him. So I wrote on, someone said to me, oh, this is the first hat trick at the London Stadium. And someone asked me last night, when was the
last hat-trick? It was our first hat trick.
Yeah. So the last hat trick at West Ham hat trick was what? I'm going to test you now. If
Carroll?
It wasn't Carroll. It was in the pandemic, 2020. I'll give you a clue. Come on, it's only got to be one person.
I remember. No, he got four goals. It was Michael Antonio gets Norwich.
Norwich with no crowd. Before that, it was Andy Carroll in 2016, actually, last year before. That was against Arsenal.
Yeah, I remember it.
Who was before that? See if you can know.
Nolan?
It was Kevin Nolan, yeah.
There weren't that many, Sean. It's not that.
Kevin Nolan, and I'm trying to think who that was against. Was it
Brighton?
Reading? No, it was against Reading.
Was it? That's Tay got a trick against Brighton.
Yeah, I think. So. And then you've got Marlon Howard.
I remember that one.
I'm trying to think when.
Cotty must have got one.
Cotty did, because he mentioned it today.
Then Crossy, I imagine. Oh, Alvin got a trick, didn't he? 86.
So it is. Hang on, I've got one. Tony Cotty, 1994. So if we talk Premier League era, 1994 against Manchester City. Paul Kitson got two, one in 1997 and one in 2001.
It was one against Charlton.
Once against Charlton, one against Sheffield United. Marlon Harewood, 2005, against Aston Villa.
That's right. I do remember it being against Villa now.
And then obviously Kevin Nolan and then Andy Carroll.
Yeah.
Oh, and that in Premier League history.
Right.
That is it.
Right. So what's that got to do with Paul's question? How do you think the current spot?
Yeah, because it sort of matches in with the historic, doesn't it?
Well,
iconic, you know, if we're talking about, maybe not. You know, are we looking like someone said, all right, let's talk about elephant in the room. Something Huey said to me earlier.
Pac-Guitar, you mentioned Huey a lot. You got something to say?
I had a conversation with him just before I came on air. So it's the one person I spoke to West Ham today about West Ham. He said, Paquetá, this will set that you going. Paquetá is the best player in that position I've seen since Devonshire.
Maybe. I don't think, I'm not limiting Dev, but I don't think Paquetá's limited to that position either. But for Dev, it was just dangerous coming.
Could you compare Paquetá to Devonshire?
No, it's completely different players.
Yeah, I know.
But,
no. But that's his question. Do you think the current squad, if we go back to his question, do you think any of the current squad compares with some of the iconic teams in West Ham's history? And what strengths do you see in the team that could lead to
success? I think he's talking about the squad as a whole rather than picking at individuals. So is there any kind of strengths as a unit, as a whole?
Well, I think when you see Paquetá, Bowen and Kudus, Kudus join up together, that attacking force does remind me of previous West Ham teams, you know.
Name a squad.
I'm probably going to go with the one I know. I'm going to say, you know, McAvenny, Cotty, and
I suppose Dev could fit into that as well. Oh, now you're talking. So that is comparable.
I mean, you remember that was comparable. They were just
a goal. I mean, Dev won a big goal scorer, but the goals we got that season.
Yeah, and you know, they were just taking it in turns to score, weren't they, that year?
Oh, actually,
and I really do think Bowen's going to reach 20 goals, and that I'll have to.
Oh, don't jinx him.
Yeah, I know. What's he on? 14 or 15 now?
And the strengths is that you can see in a team that could lead to success in the future is, like you say, the attacking lineup or the value of the attacking lineup. Because let's be honest, I don't think we're going to see Kudus and Paquetá next year. But imagine the cash that could bring in.
Well, I was just saying, no, I won't say, because I was just saying this to you, but I was saying, what are we going
to
do
now? Oh, you're going to have a swear box.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do without Paquetá or Paquetá, as Moyes calls it? And I said, don't worry about that. You know, we're have a 150 in the, you know, 160, 170. You know, if both of them are sold for £85 million each, we have £170 million in the bank for Stuyden to do his business and find someone else.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, it sounds good when you put it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about Stuyden more and talk about Huey and Sullivan and everyone less. But at least, at least Huey gives me a fucking few quid. Not that I ever did not. Yeah. Anyway, should we leave Paul's question and move on to Simon Pope?
Yeah.
Evening, gentlemen. So why is it that we can play like we did last night and in games such as Arsenal, Brighton, Spurs, etc., but returning to the defensive bullshit we have had to endure for the last months? It's a good point. It's almost like when he has to put it out, he does it.
I mean, Paddy Power made a joke and said David Moyes, when his back-up's against the wall, and it had a picture of Barcelona. And there is some of that. Right?
Yeah, there is.
Against the wall, West Ham turn up. But equally, you could say, if you've seen this stat, and I'm sure you have, the Paquetá stat. Every game he start, I think out of, you know, the games he started, we've won 85% of them. The games he hasn't started, we've won 0. Have you seen that stat?
Yeah. It brings so much to the team around.
It does, even without actually having the assists or scoring himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, those questions are coming cracking in now.
All right, just calm down. Take a deep breath. I ain't finished Simon's yet. Last night, we played high-pressing football for the most part. My only concern was Zuma. For me, drop him out and put offs back in with Dino's. I think it means Oggs. He's got offs. He's corrected it. I'd like to see that, actually. Keep up the good work. Moyes out, Brady out. But I'd like to see that because he remember Ogbonna, how well he played against Arsenal. Fantastic display.
Yeah.
You can't keep playing. I mean, I've said it to him blue in the face, but we can't keep playing Zuma.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a lame. He's not the kid.
I think everyone agrees with you on that.
Yeah. He's like the kid in the Pied Piper of Hamelin. I don't think that was the name of the story. It was Pied Piper of Hamelin, yeah. Next up, Sean Cronin. Evening, gents. No question, Brady out. I like that. Any chance of Brady being there, Sean? Or she said anything to piss you off this week?
No, I haven't spoken to her.
Oh. You been watching The Apprentice?
I don't actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'll tell you a story. Is it on BBC?
Yeah.
I don't have a TV license anymore. I've given up watching TV.
Do you know what?
Do you know what? I haven't watched TV for so long, live TV. I don't have an aerial. I don't watch anything on BBC or... So, yeah, I just thought, what? And it was going up. I thought, what's the point of having a TV license? So I literally do not watch anything on BBC. No.
Now, well, don't you need to watch TV live as well, but this ain't the fucking BBC podcast.
Don't watch Match
Fuck
of the Day.
I've done Match of the Day.
You know, the only thing I might want to watch is Doctor Who, but in the end it comes on other streaming channels anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, my favourite watch is Claret and Booze.
You know. Yeah,
I don't watch TV. You bring Hugh into it, I'll bring fucking
Hugh
into it.
I don't watch, to be fair, don't watch any YouTube channels, as I've said often, so I equally don't watch anything.
Keep me company, they do, when I'm painting. And such.
Nice.
Especially as the missus works on US time, I have like a whole morning where I've got no company.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes I don't talk to anyone until I see the barmaid.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on very swiftly. Ian Gravett. Evening, gents. Hope you are well. I started a new job. It's been tough, very hard working and strenuous. I wonder what it was. Any ideas?
Is he a coach, maybe?
If I move further down the question, he might mention it. I doubt it, but you never know. I dozed off half expecting to get another home battering by Brentford. My wife woke me and said, "You're winning 2-0. Wow, 10 minutes in. Thought they'd get one back. They did. Where did that performance come from? Desperation, I'd say, Ian. And Pequetar. I'm mixing up my Pequetars with my Pequetas. Anyway. Mm. We've been shit since New Year began. Is it because Paqueta is back in the side?
Yes.
I think so. Which begs the question, if we do sell him, then what do we do? Well, it begs the question, if he's that important, why didn't you fucking buy a replacement in January? Or move someone up? Because he'd sooner put a defensive player there instead, wouldn't he? Let's be honest, Moyes.
Yes.
But we're preaching to the choir, man. Is Moyes totally oblivious to youngsters being brought in by Liverpool? People may say, but their scouting network is second to none. As is City's and Chelsea. It proves that ours is half decent when players like Mukasa and Baptiste are now at City. Earthy could and should be given a few minutes last night. And he's got a
hashtag. We could have done. Oh, mind you, no, the last 10 minutes, it all got a bit pear-shaped. And if I had a cushion, I would have hit behind the sofa, but I was at the game. So it was a hard watch because I know we were 4-2 up, but you just thought, oh no, if the last 10 minutes a goal goes, it's 4-3, the momentum with them. And if we draw, it's going to feel like a loss.
But what are you doing all round though, Sean, is lacking faith.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I don't trust Zouma. Mavropanos had a great game, but I don't trust Zouma.
But really, you should be, not you necessarily, but certainly David Moyes. He should put a player in from the youth team with enough confidence to know that he's going to be as good as the player he's replacing.
Yeah.
Got to trust them.
Yeah.
Because they won't feel like it and they won't perform.
Yeah.
So John Long used to do that.
Yeah.
Used to sort of put all their trust in them. And he's hashtagged Ian Gravett, Odious Spiv Midget and Brady out.
Yeah. Got 17 comments in total now. See,
well, there you go. We're quite a popular podcast for some reason. I saw a comment saying I was the best part of the podcast.
Oh,
I mean, the geezer are obviously drinks.
Yeah, obviously.
You couldn't see that on a Twitter comment.
Well, people suggested that I deliberately deleted the podcast. You lost your shit with Nigel, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that would have finished Nigel. That if you ever found that, it would be credibility was completely gone because he just U-turned. Because
it was an interesting podcast, which is lost forever. Episode
33. Yeah, never know
the lost podcast.
Yeah.
Anywho,
up next, everyone's favourite clan, Adam Leverbra, talking to Twitter. He's a clown at times, he really is. Evening, chaps. Hope all is well. A glimmer of hope last night in getting back to form. I wonder if Adam wanted us to win this game. Because he reckons he did, but he didn't want us to win the last one.
No, I saw that.
Strange attitude. Adam, never not want your team to win. Where do you go from there, Adam, if you don't want your football team to win? Anyway, I'm not changing my opinion that Moyes should go. Neither am I, Adam. We scored 4 goals last night, but he's not getting the best out of the defence, as we can see too many, as it undoes the hard-working attack. I think I'm the only one that felt uneasy, despite the 2 goals.
No, you weren't. We all felt uneasy, Adam.
I weren't uneasy.
Oh.
But because I had this confidence that we're going to... He's a strange man, David Moyes. He fills me with no confidence because of his predictability, right? But he fills me with extreme confidence when it means getting the results. It's amazing how Moyes ball, not that it was Moyes ball last night, but when he has to get the result, he gets the fucking result. But, yeah, I mean, my Moyes out. I mean, what you could say, and I don't want to sort of, you know, throw cold water over the pan, but what it did show last night, if it works so well with Pekatar and that, why he didn't, you know, replace him? Why hasn't bought a backup for him? And that's why Moyes out, because I just don't think what he does is in the best interest of the club.
We desperately
want him to stay, though, Sean. I'm a desperate coward. I don't want to lose his Premier League money. Right, I ain't finished Adam's question yet.
Go on, then.
Anyway, it is, as it's question time after all, Emerson scored a cracker last night. Was it the best goal you've seen at London Stadium? Was it better than Carroll's? Over a kick?
No.
What about Dimitri's Paez against Boa?
No.
There you go. There's your answer, Adam.
Sorry, Adam.
Not putting words in his mouth, Adam. We'd have been here all night.
It was a great goal, but not better than those two. It wasn't a bicycle kick, and it wasn't an amazing free kick.
He's a class player, isn't he? He's got confidence.
I mean, certainly, I think it will win, or it will be up there for goal of the month.
For West Ham?
No, for the Premier League.
No, it won't even get in it.
You don't think
so? We're fucking West Ham. When we fucking featured in it?
It will be one of the clips. Whether it will win it, we'll see.
All right.
Anyway, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. As always, keep up the fantastic work. Here's another one that don't fucking pay attention, eh? Coming your irons, Moyes out. Hashtag lighten up. I told him to lighten up last night.
Yeah, lighten up.
Lighten up. You've got to want the team to win, Adam.
Yeah.
Next up is Bob's full ass. Bob ass. Good win. Am I missing something with Zuma? Moyes wants him to have a new contract, I think.
Does he? No, I've not heard that.
He's having a bubble bath. For me, he looks too heavy and slow. For me, he looks fucking completely injured and finished.
Well, do you know what? I was watching him run last night and you're just thinking...
Doesn't run.
That's the most unnatural thing you could ever see. It's just like... I don't know. No, I'm not going to say that.
One point he went right up the field, right behind the strikers. Like, and I'm like, fucking, he never... You're back.
Chelsea were having a laugh. On his day, he's a great defender, right? And Zoom, they shout as he made some important blocks last night, right?
Yeah.
However,
good in the air.
He just looks tired. He looks injured.
He's finished.
Injured.
Yeah, I can see. Comes to everyone, but it's just like. Do you think we've got a 25 million out of him?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Moving on then. He said, what do you think? But we've already answered it, really.
Yeah, we have.
He says, also says, Brady out. You going to give me a reprise, Sean?
Brady in.
Everyone's sent Brady out so far.
I'm not going to say Brady out. I mean...
Because you're an arse.
No, I'm not.
Because you think in the future there might be something in it for you.
I know.
This is why I'll give... I'll give mixed.
I'm not going to be disingenuous. I know.
You are disingenuous. That's why you're doing it.
I know, Karen. I like Karen. I'm not going to make any pretense.
Not enough to watch her programme.
I think she's very talented and we're lucky to have her.
Right, shut up. Right, I'm moving on. Fuck off, Sean.
You asked. You are.
No, I didn't ask that. I didn't ask his Brady talent. I asked for a fucking Brady out. Anyway, Paul Nolan. He won't disappoint me. Sheriff Rear, beep, beep. Well, that was marginally better last night. We still have some poor players in the squad. Bear that in mind. Who are your three worst players to wear a West Ham shirt? It's a big list, so think carefully. He's right. And he also says, everyone out. And that includes Brady. So what's your three worst players to wear a West Ham shirt? Corey is a fucking beast.
Well, Mido.
Mido?
Mido. Benny McCarthy.
I think there were some worse than Benny McCarthy.
Savio. Robbed a living.
Yeah, Savio's there for me. That's very dodgy. He wasn't even a footballer. There's no way he was a footballer.
I mean, it seems harsh to call out ones.
There must be so many that we've forgotten. Titi Kamara.
Well, Kieran Dyer. Robbed
but he weren't a bad footballer.
Freddie Ljungberg. Robbed a living.
He had an attitude problem,
He robbed a living. I mean, you know, in those days of that, you know, Icelandic ownership.
Oh, people, I know where you're going.
On lots of money and took us for a ride and took them for a ride. And I just think they just stole a living. And maybe I'm being a bit unfair to Freddie Ljungberg and Kieran Dyer, who was injured a lot, but Jack Wiltshire, is that being unfair?
I don't think that is being unfair at all. In fact, when you think about it, outside of Arsenal or even Arsene Wenger's Arsenal, I don't think he was much of a player at all.
No.
As I mean, I remember getting so excited over Joe Hart. It was the goalie I wanted.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
He was a dream fucking goalie.
Oh, you just reminded me. Roberto!
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
There you go. When you start going, you can... They come off the tongue, don't they? Yeah, Roberto.
Yeah. We've gave you more than three there, Paul.
Yeah, way.
I mean, and to be fair, I'm amazed we remembered them their names.
Yeah.
Because there must be more that we forgot. I bet the people were just shouting at us now, like, with names that we've, you know, God, we've had some bad shit. Some of your mates fucking gambles as
well,
Sean.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Why are you talking about the Icelandics? Don't think I don't know what you were doing. Anyway. Next up, Matthew Kemp. Evening, gents. What's the situation with Zuma? Is he able to train regularly, or is it similar to what Deadly King did at Spurs?
Well, it's similar to what Andy Carroll did at West Ham, which is he's got a special training regime. Look, what can I say without spilling the beans?
Right, let me. If I answer the question, you can think about what you can say about spilling the beans. Does he have an underlying injury that was ignored when he passed the medical at West Ham? Come on, Sean, reveal all.
Yes.
Brady out.
A certain senior source didn't want to sign him because of...
Desperately against signing him.
Because of his knees.
His knees in a
desperate
way.
A certain manager, who won't be named, insisted that we sign him a bit like, funny enough, Jack Wilshere, and you know, you got to back your manager. So, you know, have we had the money out of him? Look, Zuma is a great player, but his knees are shot.
You said yes.
Sorry?
You said yes. We
no, you asked if we've had our money's worth.
Yeah. Now, but look at that. I mean, you're inferring Pellegrini, aren't you? So it just goes to show how long he's lasted. So 25 yeah. million, done a good job. Time to move on.
Yeah.
So yeah. How long is it, though? 6 years?
What did he
or
say?
5 years?
Zuma, I think it was a 5-year contract.
Which he must be coming to an end. Oh, no, he probably has had it already renewed already, isn't he? Another reason why I'm always out.
Remember what a year he signed, but I'm just doesn't looking matter. Him up. He's 29 right. years old, by the way.
Don't matter.
What do you mean? It don't matter. How old he is?
He's fucked. He's injured in liability in a nice way.
He signed in 2021, so does that make him August 2021? That makes him a David Moyes signing.
I thought it was a David Moyes signing.
Yeah, it is a David Moyes signing.
There you go. And what not you're saying is he didn't want to sign him.
Yeah,
you see what you've done there? Because you thought it was Pellegrini, you threw him under the fucking bus.
You said it was Pellegrini.
Nah, you said a certain manager.
A certain manager.
Along with Jack Wilshere.
Oh, no. Jack Wilshere was a different one. But I knew that it probably was.
Oh, you've Moyes. Let it. You've let the cat out of the bag there. You've thrown him right under the bus. For
I have.
There.
Bit,
yeah. Let's hope this fucking episode don't go missing like the last one.
Oh, yeah. God help us.
Yeah. Then again, they'll never know, would they?
No, exactly.
Right. Anyway. Up next, Spandau Ballet, roadie Matthew Kemp. Evening, gents. No. I've already done him.
No, right? You haven't. No. I'm clicking them off. I click on like each
no,
time.
No, we are. They asked the question. Did I say Matthew Kemp before? That was Matthew Kemp's question, the Zuma one.
Oh yeah, it was. You're right.
We're doing so much fucking filling.
I know. That's
that
right.
We can't even remember where we started.
Yeah, you're right. That was Matthew Kemp. Yeah.
Kings of the fill, we are.
I know we are.
Like ginsters. Up next, Barry Meikle.
Yeah.
Good result to get us back on track and 3 points on last year
up to
on the
eight.
Barometer. So plus 3
Same
points
point
on the barometer.
To seventh place Brighton.
It's still 8, Sean. It's not.
We're only like.
We're 8th. Except things. It's just like your Brighton. Detached house. You don't have a detached house. We're an 8th. There's
on
no.
The same points as Brighton.
You got to be a bit binary sometimes. Fuck Brighton.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because seventh is a European
We're behind
place.
Them, Sean. It doesn't matter.
We're just goal difference from a European
right.
pace.
All right. Right. Due to child pickups, I missed the first 15 and last 10 minutes of the game, and therefore missed 4 of the 6 goals. That was unlucky, Barry.
Yeah.
That was very... I had no train, so I didn't, you know, I had to watch it all. From the pub. Anyway, question for you guys. Apart from last night, have you ever seen a West Ham player score a trick live? And what are your memories of it? Everyone out. That includes Brady.
Well.
Carroll? Last one I saw?
Yeah, so I saw the Carroll one.
And you saw the one last night. Well, I didn't.
I saw last night. I saw the Carroll one. Didn't obviously. No one saw. Anyone who says they saw the Antonio one's lying because there were no fans there.
Right.
Marlon Harewood.
No, I don't think I was there that night. I thought that was away from home for some reason.
Yeah, I think you find it was. I'm sure I saw the. I certainly saw a Paul Kitson one. I can't remember which one. And I have seen the Tony Cotty one. The Kevin Nolan one was against away at Reading. Now, I did do some away Readings, but I don't think I saw that one. Definitely saw the Andy Carroll one. Definitely
saw the
first
Tay one. I thought Nolan got one against Brighton as well. Might be wrong.
No, he got one against Reading.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Shall I move on?
Yeah, move on.
Next up, top fan Daryl Holly. Hiya. Hope you're all well. What a scary difference Paqueta makes.
Does. Yeah, it's true.
He does. Due to him making such a huge difference and making everything click as the key component. That's true. He's a catalyst, isn't he?
He is a catalyst. A lovely word.
Catalyst. Yeah, nice word, that. Is the way his original injury was mismanaged more of a crime than repeating our January transfer window of 2 years ago in the same position in the league in Europa? He's got a good point. That's why a lot of people were Brady out. He shouldn't. Moyes out. Because he did rush him back.
Yeah, I mean, and that was my concern last night. He was rushed back at Bristol.
Tired. He did tire, didn't he? Did you
he did. That? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who made that decision? Was it Moyes or was it the medical team? I mean, on hindsight, it was a bad decision, whoever made it.
Well, Moyes made it, as the transfer window 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That he didn't make a signing. That was Moyes as well. He's made a lot of mistakes, Sean.
I won't say he hasn't.
Right, okay. And if so, if I'm to believe what I've read about Moyes being given the wrong information about Paqueta's original injury, well, then I don't really understand. Do you know anything about that?
I think there was some different medical opinion on the original injury.
Oh, right.
And we had to get a second opinion.
Right.
And he insisted seeing a specialist as well. Right. Which, modern days, right, agents get involved and they don't just want to believe club doctors. They want to see their own specialist. And fair enough, they're £1 million asset, so it's their right, you know, it's their body.
Should Moyes be given some slack? Nope.
Yep.
Hope Moyes gets a bit more savvy about looking after his very few gems, although I doubt he will, as he may as well have 3 subs on the bench and not 9. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. Come on, you Irons. There's no...
Come on, you Irons. See, there's no Brady one out. Sign off. No Brady out, but I can do a come on, you Irons.
Yeah, but, you know, he says, should Moyes be given some slack? So he kind of...
Yes, yeah.
That was also quite...
100% Moyes should be given some slack.
Well, he should be given some slack now because we know we've only got to the end of the season. I'm certainly going to be looking forward to the games and just trying to get through it the best we can. But he's not staying, is he? Let's be honest. No. Oh, no. He's right. Next up, Daniel Beebe. Evening, gents. Surely with the potential outgoings this summer, unless we're planning to spend big money in the summer, then what's the sense in not giving Johnson and Mbeumo new deals? If nothing else, just to fill some of the quota of homegrown players needed.
You're not wrong, Daniel.
He's right. It's better than that. He's right, isn't he? Maybe they know that Moyes is leaving and didn't acknowledge that a new manager would have to integrate some of the youth to cover it, and then we would have to spend fortunes. Brady out, Savanek, Kretinsky out. He's got Moyes in if he approaches every game like last night, win and lose. But that's why he's Moyes out, Daniel. And going back to his question.
Yeah.
About the youth cover and stuff. And
you know, he's not wrong. But I've always said, you know.
If. He's right.
Some people have reasons they don't want to sign new contracts. As I said, signing on fees.
Yeah.
You know, their agents want to earn and stuff like that. So let's just not think these Mbeumo and Ben Johnson wants to stay. You know, they might not want to stay, and it might not be about the manager.
Yeah. Of course, if we
get like Angakio been tapped up by their agent.
No, it hadn't been tapped up. It was always going to Watford.
To Watford, yeah.
Because he knew he was behind Johnson.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. And where was it gone for him at Watford then?
He don't care, does he?
No, how
he wasn't that good a player.
I'm asking you how well.
I don't watch Watford.
No, no one does. That's my point.
If Paqueta and Kudus go,
yeah,
do you think Stider's likely to be looking on the continent, isn't he? Rather than an English player. But more than them, we've got the boy at Southampton.
Flynn Dunn's, he's injured at the moment, and everyone's telling me that I know at Southampton that they're really struggling since Flynn Dunn got injured.
He's their Paqueta.
Yeah.
Not obviously not the same quality. But
I was told that the manager thinks he's not quite up to Premier League standards.
We didn't need to tell us that, really. We just put that out for ourselves. Right. Yeah, he was the man at signing.
Yeah.
Moyes out. Next up, Dan Numbers. Good old Dan from
Dan
Twitter.
Numbers.
He's made up a
Keeps
Facebook
me on
account.
My toes on Twitter, does Dan.
Yeah. Literally made up a Always. Facebook account to ask a question.
Yeah, go on.
Because we like having our rebel, our crowd.
Yeah.
A community, well done. Some people call them.
Well done, Dan.
In the YouTube world. We like communities. Sean don't. If the manager situation goes to a board vote, that famous actress who was added as a director during the COVID season, who played the starring roles in films, lesbian nurses, and the Hoardy housewives on the job, which way is she voting? So he makes it all the worthwhile that he created a Facebook account to ask a question like that. Did you get that question?
I do get it, right.
Always are laughing too much away from it. Right. So I hadn't read it first.
First of all, he's not with her anymore, right? And she's not a director anymore. So I don't know if you know, but during the pandemic, a number of people were made directors so they could see games. It included her. It included, who was David Gold's best mate? The old guy. And it was also at the time Den Cunningham and Vanessa and Jacqueline as well, actually, before obviously Jacqueline passed away. Anyway, the main reason was the only way you could watch games is become a board director.
Yeah.
And all these people, including the mother of Jack and David Sullivan Jr., were made directors. But soon as the pandemic ended, their directorships were terminated. So that's not... That was a 2016 story and not true anymore. Her name was Eve, by the way, or is Eve?
That's right.
And there's Emma Jane Everton Benton Hughes.
Right. Adam's commented. Right.
So not true saying, anymore.
She doesn't get a vote because she's been removed as a board member. That's Jack true. And Dave Jr. remain, as far as I'm aware.
They are.
And the irony of this is why I tell him to fucking not take things so fucking seriously, Adam. Because there's a picture of her with a lesbian nurse's uniform on.
Yeah,
fucking cracking knocker she's got. And you've got Adam making comments like that. And he wonders why I say to him, you need to fucking lighten up, Adam.
Yeah. I think Dan Numbers was trying to stir something that doesn't exist.
Well, he's trying to be humorous, which is all good in my fucking book. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right, next up is Ryan Doyle.
Ryan Doyle.
Or have I asked Ryan's?
You haven't, no.
Right. Evening, lads. Great win last night. We seem to be nothing without Paqueta. Stacks don't lie. Check them, Sean.
Yeah, no, he's right.
That's right. Sad we are always one injury away from being absolute shite,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he's right about that as well.
What would it take for you to want to keep Moyes? For me, Europa League win is the only thing for me, and even then, I wouldn't be thrilled. I just can't take him. He loves himself more than he loves West Ham. He's right. And that's not the sort of manager I want in charge, plus the garbage football. You're preaching to the choir, Ryan.
Yeah.
But the good news is, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, regardless of the success or lack of success he achieves this season, he'll be offered a new contract based on the certain parameters, which is no transfers. You're a coach. And I don't think you'd accept
don't,
that.
Don't believe the whole God conspiracy theory put out there by Nick, right?
Well, you said Nick said it. I saw Russ say it. West Ham Network. So it got leaked, didn't it? So someone leaked it for Russ to say because he wouldn't have took it from Nick.
I know where that came. Look, I could say...
Tell me where it came from.
I can tell you off air. I can't tell you on air.
Sullivan.
No.
Well, who said it?
I don't want
someone to put it out there for us to say it.
I understand, but I don't want to because one, I don't want to name them publicly, and two, I just think it's unfair. I will tell you off air, but I'm not telling you on air.
I don't care. It's not true.
It is not true. The main thing is it's not true.
It's fucking true. It's not true. I tell you what, Sean. Get that fucking 100 quid out of your own neck. No way. You cannot read people for fucking toffee.
Well, we can't see these things coming. We shall see.
And if there's a contract presented to him, I don't think you take it.
Okay, we'll see.
What about Pam back up north? He's not going to do all that, miss out on seeing his wife, is he? Is her name Pam?
Pam.
It is, yeah. Pam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very Scottish wife's name, Pam.
I don't think he's ready to retire just yet.
Would you think he'd find another club then?
No, I don't.
Sean, you do fucking dream if you think he's there next year.
I really do, though.
For what reason? What? Surely you don't want...
I'm trying to remember where Pamela lives. She lives in...
Scotland?
No, is it not?
Well, up north, then. She's up north, in the Liverpool area.
It's a village. It's a village. You know he stays down in Stratford, doesn't he? It's a Lancashire village. And I forget the name of it. It'll come back to me. But his family home is in Lancashire. Do you know Lancashire?
Do I know Lancashire? I know Lancashire.
Lancashire, yeah.
Yeah. Of course he lives, Lancashire. Manchester's in it, isn't it?
Yeah. That's where his wife lives and where he travels back.
Well, that's strange. So maybe when he joined Man United, he bought a house there instead. Or maybe he's just over the border, not too far from Liverpool. Either way, we don't really fucking care. I bet he's got a detached house. No, I don't care. What's the care about? He don't care about me or anyone else. Moyes cares about Moyes. Be telling you for don't know how long. Anyway, talking about people that don't care. Next up, Richard Dodds, everyone's favourite sex tourist.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Look, if I'm going to give it to Mick, I'm going to give it to Richard. He must have been quite pleased with that Freiburg draw because he missed out last year on the ladies of Freiburg, didn't he?
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So he gets another go. Assuming he's still there to go. Good evening to both of you. What do you believe it would take for David Moyes to stay at the end of the season? And what do you think it would take for David Moyes to be offered the imaginary contract he says is at the end of the rainbow?
I think a top 10 finish and maybe a semi-final, getting to at least semi-finals Europa League, will be enough. And I think if he's asked, he will take it. I think as his brother said to a friend of ours, you know, he's got unfinished business. He said as much last night. He likes the club. He likes his project here. The board like him. He likes the board. It's just the fans that he's got a bit of a problem with the relationship.
As long as the fans
don't turn on the board, I think he'll be offered another contract.
Which is why the Moyes out banner was out.
Yeah, and I think he'll have...
Dodsy's Moyes out now.
I know. I'm feeling I'm the only Moyes in anymore.
Who is your player of the season so far? For me, this is Dodsy. It's Areola. He's got a good point.
Yes, he's had a cracking season.
Yeah, could have been. I wonder what. Yeah, could have been a lot worse. Moyes could have been out.
Yeah,
already. And one for fun. What is your favourite of the Sweeney, Minder, or the Professionals?
Oh, Minder, that's easy. For me. Professionals, big.
Professional,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
I just like the. Like the humour in mind. I like all three of them.
I liked, what's his name? Shaw Taylor.
Is it Shaw Taylor?
No, Shaw Taylor. He played Judge, didn't he?
I never saw that.
And who's Cowley in The Professionals? I always used
Jackson?
To like him. No. Did you watch The Professionals?
I can't remember names. You know what I'm like, Sean? No, the Professionals was about Bodie and Doyle, Sean.
It was Bodie and Doyle, but I'm trying to think of who the... Martin Shaw.
Oh, okay.
And then you had Lewis Collins.
Right.
And the guy who I was trying to think at, Scottish guy, Gordon Jackson.
That's what I said to you, Sean. The first time I remember someone's name.
Believe it or
you
not.
You poo-poo me.
Believe it or not, he died in 1990.
Yeah, I do. I remember it.
66 years old.
I remember it. He was also in Upstairs, Downstairs, that classic
Sunday. He did, yeah. He died bloody hell, he died 34 years ago. You just think, you know, they live on in things like reruns of Upstairs, Downstairs and The Professionals, which is still playing.
Yeah. Anyway. Dodsey finishes off with Brady out. So them two Brady outs.
Moyes in.
Knocks off the one that wasn't Brady out. So we're in credit with Brady outs, which is always good.
Good.
Ian Gravett, any truth that Nolan took charge last night?
So you say that again?
Any truth that Nolan took charge last night?
No.
How would something like that happen?
No.
If it was true.
If Nolan took charge, right, Moyes just wouldn't be there in the dugout. It just wouldn't happen. It's just the usual bollocks that gets talked on social media.
You're very offended by it, Sean.
I am very offended by it.
You need to calm down a bit.
I know, I should.
So you're saying no?
No, I'm saying a clear no.
So what about the Dutch guy? He took charge. I can't see how this can happen, to be honest. I'm just trying to think a scenario. Who says to
if he's ill,
someone?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, let's just stick on West Ham. The answer's no.
Next up, David Baker. Good evening. Do you think Kevin Nolan, another Kevin Nolan question, would be the next celebrity boxer?
Yeah.
Shame he failed to land one on Mope last night.
Well, you know the story here, yeah? He took exception and had to be separated from Mope, because Mope, I mean, tries to argue with everyone, and he's trying to influence
the referee.
Who told me earlier, was it you or someone else, said he's the most disliked person in the Premier League, player in the Premier League?
I
was speaking to Huey.
Yeah, you never mentioned it.
Anyway, he apparently went to the referee's room at half time and tried to remonstrate with the referee that he was not being fair to Brentford.
He's trying to influence people.
He's trying to influence. And
in the words,
Kevin Nolan took exception to that and decided to have a pop at him. And of course, Mope being Mope, it was words at that point, then tried to get all Larry. And you don't get Larry to Kevin Nolan, or he'll land one on you. Newcastle lad.
He's not a Newcastle lad.
Is he not?
He's a Scouser.
Is he a Scouser? Why did I think he was a Newcastle?
Because he played for Newcastle.
I know he did, but for some reason I thought he was a...
He lived with Carroll?
Yeah, that's probably why I thought he was a...
You're not getting mixed up with whatever happened to the Lightly lads, are you?
No.
That was James Bowden.
He was born in Liverpool. You are 100% correct, by the way.
Well, he's a Scouser, so...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he talks like a Scouser. He says he's a Scouser, but, yeah. You know.
Got Finlay sitting sitting next to me now. In the studio, and he's showing me a link of that he's born in Liverpool. Yes, thank you, Finlay.
There you go.
He played for Newcastle. Right.
Right. So next up.
Go on.
A.I. Sean. A.I. Sean.
A.I.
And he's starting up with Brady out, so that Moyes out.
All right, Nick Harvey.
Oh, see, it's funny how, you know, you keep people's trust for some. And you don't for AI, you don't for Nick Harvey.
I know, Nick Harvey.
Yeah, it's not just Kevin Nolan doesn't like people try to influence people. All influence is evil out. Oscar Wilde said that, Sean. All influence is evil. Anyway, back to Sean's question. AI Sean's question. Bowen's on fire once again, and Paqueta is back, so as long as those two stay fit, we might have a decent go at the remainder of the season. It's a big if.
Yeah.
But it's true. But, you know, them players are just great. They really are.
Yeah.
Zoomer has to have a spell on the bench as he's getting worse as weeks go by. Get Oiki back in the team. We all agree.
Yeah.
And as for Dave, doesn't specify what Dave, there's zero chance of him signing a new contract in the summer. That'll be Moyes then.
Moyes in.
Although I'm sure Sean will say that the board will review everything at the end of the season. Of course he would. Who the hell would be by to replace Paqueta in the summer? Oh, don't even think that far.
I'm not fucking leaving.
No, stop it. He is leaving. Turn it off.
The show goes on.
No, it don't. Turn it off.
This is my home. They're going to need a fucking wrecking ball to take me out of here.
That could be fucking arranged. Next up. So who are we going to buy to replace Paqueta in the summer?
Well, in Tim Steiden we trust.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. You got to, he's right, Sean. You got to not worry about stuff
yeah,
like that.
I won't worry about it.
Why did so many fans turn up last night looking at empty seats, Sean?
No, look, as I said before, sell-out tickets were sold out, right? So the way this works is, right, there are 48,500 season ticket holders, okay? So that means if you take away the 3,000 away fans, which sold out their allocation as well, right, that takes you up to 51,500, which means that there's 10,500 tickets for general sale. So when a game sells out for the Premier League, it means that they've sold all 10,500 tickets. Well, no, 13,000 tickets that were available, 3,000 for the away fans and 10,500 for the home fans. So it means 13,500 tickets have been sold. Now, with the rest of it, when it's sell-out, ticket opens. Right. Some people like Nigel.
Remember the question he asked.
Right? People like Nigel refuse to put it on ticket exchange. So that seat goes empty, like Charlie not coming. And I know other people, right? John.
Nigel went last night, didn't he?
He did, but Charlie didn't. John didn't. He asked me to put his ticket on ticket exchange. Hughie
and I couldn't get there.
Asked me to put his ticket on ticket exchange. So, you know.
None of them sold on ticket exchange, did they?
No, they didn't.
So it's not
no.
a fucking sellout, is
no,
it?
So, well, it's not because the ticket's still. Yeah. So, hang on. So, what
right,
happens is
on.
If you don't sell it on ticket
yeah.
exchange,
yeah.
it goes back to you an hour before the game.
It's not
and
a sellout.
You've still got a
right.
ticket.
Right. It's so, not a sellout.
So, there were 62,500 tickets sold. It's not. But some of the ticket holders did not turn up. And that's
yeah.
the truth of it.
Yeah. The truth of it also is you don't live in a detached house.
Yeah, true.
But you can't tell the truth, Sean. You have you struggle with it, didn't you?
No, I don't struggle with it.
What did Nigel make of all the stats about Moyes' ball on Monday Night Football? You'd have to ask him another
know.
Time.
He was there. He
but
you
pretend
there
he didn't see it.
He was not there. So how would he have seen Monday Night Football? In fact, I got on a, you know, it was... well gone half 10 and we were only getting on the DLR at Pudding Mill Lane at half 10, so he wouldn't have seen it.
Right. And just for good measure.
Yeah.
AI Sean has added everyone out.
Okay. Everyone out. There you go.
Right. Who else have we got to?
Terry Nicky Davis, I think.
Hey, about Ben Ashford. He's got a long question here.
Go on then.
All right. Evening lads. Hope you're all good? That's his question. It's not really. There's only two of us and we're yeah. bloody good, thank you. Been yeah. having discussions, stroke arguments recently with mates, re West Ham's perception of Moyes and if we should or should not want him out. The following points were put forward. What if there's a question at the end of this? Let's not forget this run in Europe is only because of a 2-year-old made that competition. I like this way the way this is going, this question.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, we would have been in no competitions, is right. Well, other than the cups that we were already out of. Then we got another European run because we won that comp after finishing 15th in the league and Moyes would have been gone if we didn't win that. Only way this Moyes balls is acceptable is if we win. If the team actually tried and got pumped, then fair enough. I agree with that. I also agree that if we didn't win that cup, then Moyes wouldn't. Then Moyes wouldn't have had the contract renewed. But also, if we didn't win that cup, I wouldn't have sold shitloads of fucking canvases. So
can I just, you know, it's all about facts, right?
Go
and
on.
Sometimes I get.
Well, it depends if you're answering the question. But go on.
Well, if you can't get one fact right, I sort of don't trust the rest of it. What you say?
Right. Okay.
We
so
didn't
just to confirm, you live in a fucking semi-detached.
We actually, it's a terrace house.
Oh.
On a private estate, obviously. But
well,
yes, it's still a terraced house.
Go on, carry on then, fact finder.
Actually,
come on.
Townhouse is the right word. Townhouse.
Oh, all right.
Townhouse.
Should I finish Ben's question or do you want
We didn't finish 15th. So, just saying that. Last season. Right. We didn't finish 15th. Do you agree with that first fact?
As in the past, I don't even... It wasn't a memorable season other than the cup win. That's what cup wins do for you.
We finished 15th. We finished
14th. 13th, didn't we? 14th. 14th, yeah. Which was my prediction, I believe. 14th and fuck all. But we'd won that cup. Which But you can't constantly play numbing, negative football when we lose... When we lose, you expect everyone to go, oh, never mind, eh? Let's be honest.
Oh, never mind, eh?
Let's be honest. We won't win Europa League this season. No.
Might do.
Oh, you've seen the teams in it. Could be a fucking Champions League this year. Yeah. And I'll be shocked if we stay in the top 10. Going back to that, what we just said, this is what disappointment, the disappointment of that Europa season when we was in the semis. There was never an easier time to win a comp. They did fall.
Yeah, I know.
To not sign players in that January transfer window. Yeah. That was a club-changing decision, that.
You're talking about the when we lost in the semi-final?
Yeah.
Still blame Aaron Cresswell.
But you can if you like, but, you know. Not to mention the fact that he sold three players in the window on an already paper-thin squad, and then he brings in a guy.
Players who wanted to go. Players who did not want to play for West Ham anymore, but okay. Let's and not then let facts
because
get in the
of
way.
Him, yeah. Because of him, Mr. Detached,
yeah.
Brings in a guy who hasn't played regular football for how long? Starts him immediately after Sam before he likes to bed in players at first. What do you guys think? Apologies for the long message. I understand if you don't read it out, don't be daft. Oh, and of course, Brady out. So he made it all worth
Moise.
That was a good question. That
yeah.
What we agree with everything you said. Ben,
no, you agree with everything he says.
Well, what do you disagree with?
I say we finished 14th.
Right.
I don't blame on the three players that left. Look, I know it can be frustrating at times, but
you can't say they don't want to play for West Ham because
but
they
I
did.
Just don't think every game's his Moyes ball, and I just get a bit fed up with that. If I'm honest with you, I'm fed up with the whole Moyes question. Really, let's just
well, we'd be gone soon, Sean.
All right, whatever you say.
You'll be 100 nickel lighter.
Yeah. Fine. It'll go through a good cause if it does.
Yeah. Do you know what that is yet?
Well, he gets to choose if he wins, but if it's me, it will go to the Alzheimer's.
It might be the same as him. You never know.
You never know. No.
Although, right. The way he's going, he'll probably go to the Art Foundation. Anyway,
Terry Nicky Davis is the other one.
All right, Sean. I can see. I'm in control.
All right. Fair enough.
No, it don't sound like it, but I am. Terry Nicky Davis, evening, fellas. I think Nicky's probably his wife. And they're sharing a Facebook account. What do you think about
could
that?
Could be. Let's not be sexist, though.
No, but it's just the way Nicky's spelt. And they're standing there as a couple.
You can identify as who you want to nowadays, you know that.
All right. Why don't you identify as Brady out?
Because I don't want to.
Well, I'd certainly do. Evening, fellas. Great win Monday night for the Amers. Clear to see the improvement having Paqueta back in the team. But I can't help feel frustrated relying on one player to make a difference. What's your opinion? Brady out.
Hard to not disagree with you, Terry Nicky Davis.
We do rely on one player.
We do rely on one player. And let's hope we can sort that out in the summer when Moyes signs his 2-year contract.
Don't think so.
Ed Hughes. Mind you,
loves a bit of squirrel.
No, you haven't done him yet.
No. I was just going to linger a bit.
All right, okay.
I was just going to say a lot of teams rely on one or two players.
Yeah, true.
And when they're missing.
Salah.
Yeah, but
Holland's
they just fucking
now.
Won a cup without him.
Yeah, I know.
That's not too much reliance. And they put the kids in and showed Moyes how to do it.
Talking of Ed Hughes.
Yeah.
I'm a big Friday night dinner fan. Right. And I recently watched the 10-year anniversary special on Netflix. Have you seen that?
It keeps coming up. I didn't watch the series, so it's a bit daft.
And haven't you?
No.
So you say it loves a bit of squirrel and you've never watched it. It's hilarious. You've got to watch it. But it had Paul Ritter on it, who if you know you watched it, was the guy who said loves a bit of squirrel. He was the dad.
He's dead now, isn't he?
He died. Yeah, he died of a brain tumour. And it's really sad because this guy comes on, a really blown up face, really swollen face. You go, well, who's that? And it's Paul Ritter. It was the last appearance he did in this 10-year anniversary before he died.
Yeah. My dad had a brain tumour. Yeah.
It's a very sad story, but I love it. If you haven't seen it, you've got to watch it, you know? Don't watch Moyes Ball. Watch Friday Night Dinner. I mean, I wish I could watch it from the beginning. It's one of those things. You should just binge watch it one weekend. Start at series one and watch the whole of Friday Night Dinner back to back.
I think I started watching it, but...
You couldn't get into it?
No, it's just my concentration's
not funny enough, it is the same joke over and 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 over again.
You could say the same about the Royal Family. It's the same situation, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But,
Ed Hughes.
Loves a bit of squirrel. Pack is back and so are the 3 points. A very happy hammer.
Yeah.
Zuma's still moving like Herman Munster.
He is. Yeah. That's a really good analogy. Well done.
With Agüero looking questionable, who else can partner Mavropanos?
Well, Oggy,
yeah. Oggy. Johnson, or is there another youngster?
No, I would put Oggy in there. Oggy showed he can still reason.
There's no point renewing his contract if you're not going to use him in these situations.
I really would put Oggy in there with Mavropanos.
Yeah. No, Brady out. So we're back to level par Brady out. So everyone's been Brady out so far.
Yeah.
And let's see if we've got any more.
I think that's it in this.
Well, that means everyone's Brady out if that's it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sean
Cronin. Evening, gents. No question. Brady out. There you go.
We counted that one.
Oh, I said it. Whoops.
You did say it.
I was only repeating what Sean said.
Let's just go through them all. I think we're all done.
I think we're all done. Not bad. So I told the missus, just half an hour. Quick podcast with Len. Obviously an hour and a half later, 80 minutes in.
Yeah.
And we're just
it's
about
a skill
done.
This.
But you know what? Look, that's our question time for tonight. And, you know, we hope to be back tomorrow with Shedman. There might be, there'll be at least two of us because it'll be a bit boring to have a one-way conversation. Nigel talking to self, which is not unheard of. But hopefully two or three of us will be recording to talk about the game. But until then, it's goodbye from me.
Oh, it's goodbye. We're finishing.
We are finishing because I've got my kids here tonight and I've been a bit antisocial. So I did promise them I wouldn't be too long. We will. We've done an hour and a half, right?
Yeah.
We will talk again tomorrow. I promise, Len.
All right.
I've been Sean. Len's been...
I've been reading the questions out.
Yeah, you have. Well done.
And filling time.
Yeah, well done. Come on, you... Irons.
Bobby Moore.
More than just a podcast.
Bobby Moore.
More than just a podcast.
There you go, make a great team, Shawnee. Oh, don't play that again. You fucking wear jokes out. And it wasn't even funny the first time. He's fucking gone.
He ain't leaving.
Bye. Of course he is. Get your 100 knicker out.
You're putting it that way. That's what I do. I win.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.